Razor-sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Back into the Killer Bees. Let's go straight out to the HRNP guest line. We're joining us now, Jake Trotter, who covers the Cleveland Browns for ESPN. He's been seeing this Deshaun Watson situation play out firsthand. He's been right on top of it, too. Great journalism. He's asked a bunch of tough questions. I remember the first time that Deshaun had the press conference. Jake pressed Deshaun, pressed ownership, pressed everybody. So really have admired your work with all of this, Jake. Jake, first and foremost, I saw your name today in the ESPN.com story of Busby, his thoughts, all this. In ESPN.com, it says that Busby said, and his press release says, we were sent the video of the Watson press conference via Jake Trotter of ESPN.com. You sent in Busby videos? What's going on?
Yeah, I didn't send Tony Busby anything. Where does it say that at?
It was on the ESPN story that saying that. Actually, I think it was Busby's release. He said Busby said we were sent the video of the press conference. Busby said, quote, and then it says via Jake Trotter of ESPN.com.
Oh, I think that I don't know what quote. I mean, I don't know where you're referring to it. And I appreciate the intro, by the way. But I asked Tony Busby actually about something completely different, and he sent me that statement. But I never sent him a video. I assume somebody else did, or, you know, it was, I think it was playing on ESPN and NFL Network Live, and it would have been easy to get clips of the Watson press conference. But I assume the way the quote is framed that he said that via me. In other words, he sent that quote to me, not that I sent him the video. That makes sense.
Yeah, Jake, there's a very good chance I screwed that up because I'm an idiot all the time whenever I talk on the radio, if we're being very honest. But one of the biggest reasons that we wanted you on was to talk about the Cleveland perspective of what's going on with Deshaun Watson, how the fans of the Browns feel about Deshaun. And he talked to the media yesterday, answered some questions. First time he's addressed the media since late March. What is the Cleveland point of view with Deshaun Watson and everything that's going on in his case?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty divided. You know, I think that there are a lot of Browns fans that, you know, just are not going to pay attention to this stuff, and they're excited to have a player the caliber of Deshaun Watson's talent at quarterback, especially given the history of that position with this franchise. I mean, they haven't had a franchise quarterback since probably Bernie Kosar at this point. But there is a definite swath of the fan base that is, I would say, anywhere from conflicted to fairly disgusted by the Browns trading for Watson, given the allegations that have been made against him. And, you know, I've heard both sides of it. And not only, you know, on Twitter and email and social media, but just in person. I mean, like, a lot of people have come up to me and want to talk about it, and they've had different opinions, and I've heard all of them. And so I think that the fan base is pretty divided. I think there are more people than you would think that are just, what are we even doing here? Why did we get ourselves in this mess? I don't think that that is a small segment of the fan base that feels that way. But again, there is, you know, I would say a pretty big contingent as well that does not care and just can't wait for Deshaun Watson to get on the field whenever that may be.
Well, then, Jake, welcome to the game show that was sweeping the nation. It swept through Houston, and now it's got to be in Cleveland. The $10,000 question of how long do you expect Deshaun Watson to be suspended for, and when do you think that he might get suspended? Because, I mean, as even Houston fans got tired of playing that game, they also never cease to be surprised when one or two more suits show up. You got to start asking yourself, when does the monotony, when does all the madness end, and how many are going to file suit? And then when does the NFL truly make its decision? How can they when there's still all these cases that pop up?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody that tries to give you a definitive answer on either one of those questions is just guessing. Like, nobody knows. Nobody knows what the NFL is going to do. Nobody knows when the NFL is going to do it. You know, I can just tell you what people tell me, particularly with the Browns organization. You know, with respect to a timetable, I think the expectation is that before training camp, we're going to have some kind of determination from the NFL. And they're going to have a window here from, you know, next week. Brad finishes up minicamp tomorrow. So really from Friday all the way to like the 20-whatever July, whenever training camp starts, I mean, they're going to have a pretty big window there to make a call. And I just can't see them letting this go into the season. I mean, just I just can't see it. And so to your other point, like what are they going to do? You know, I think when the Browns traded for Watson initially, just kind of canvassing opinion internally, I think the expectation was, you know, four games, six games. You know, some people I talked to were more optimistic. They're like, you know, he's not going to get suspended. And some people thought it might be, you know, seven or eight games. And just in the last two or three weeks, I can tell you that there are more people bracing for a more significant suspension than they initially were. So is that 10? Is that 12? You know, I've had somebody float the idea, like, could they just suspend him indefinitely? That would give them the right to revisit the situation as more information comes up. And, you know, there's precedent for the league doing this just with the Browns. You guys remember the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph helmet swing. They didn't suspend Myles Garrett for the rest of the season. They didn't suspend him six games. They suspended him indefinitely, which gave them the opportunity to review the situation after the season ended, which is exactly what they did, and then they reinstated Myles Garrett. So if they were concerned about new information coming up, that would be a lever, I guess, that they could pull. But right now, like I mean, I'm not sure anything would stun me. I don't think 4 to 6 games would completely stun me, and I don't think a season-long suspension would stun me either. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, and I don't think anybody really does either.
No, everybody's guessing. You're right. Jay Trotter joining us, covers the Cleveland Browns for ESPN. I've seen the speculation that the final statute of limitations is March 2023, so I wonder if that could come into play at all with the NFL. What kind of reaction and feedback are the Haslam family getting, mm-hmm. especially Jimmy Haslam?
Well, they haven't spoken in person about it in Cleveland since they made the trade. You referenced the press conference when Deshaun Watson was introduced. It wasn't Jimmy and Haslam on the stage or the podium. It was Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski, head coach, and Andrew Berry, the general manager. And, you know, the highest-ranking official on the dais, it was Andrew Berry that took all the difficult questions that were directed at the Browns. And, yeah, Jimmy and Haslam had a Zoom call later in the day, but, you know, by that point, all the stories had been written. People had moved on. You know, people weren't watching that Zoom call live the way they were that press conference. And, oh, by the way, I don't think you can find that Zoom call anywhere on the Browns website. And that's I can't say that's the only time that's ever happened, but it's the only time I know of that's ever happened where they didn't post anything. So I know that the Haslams were at you know, ownership meetings or league meetings back in, like, what would that have been, into March. I was not there, but there were, you know, a couple Cleveland-based reporters they spoke to, but they haven't taken any questions in person from anybody since making the trade. So I don't know what their reaction is. I don't know how they feel about it. But at some point, they're going to have to face the music, and that will be a very interesting half hour when that does happen.
Jake, I'm curious where the Browns go from here, assuming that Deshaun is at some point going to get suspended and or maybe even put on the exempt list until they can figure out what goes down. I mean, Jacoby Brissett was brought in. Is every last possibility of that bridge that has burnt between Baker Mayfield and the Browns been basically put out to pasture and he's going to play somewhere else? Or is there a chance to reconcile and say, hey, Bake, you need us, we need you. Let's go through it one more time.
Yeah, never say never in the NFL, and never say never with the Browns, especially. But I, if you're asking, like, what chance Baker Mayfield ever plays another down to the Browns, I'd put it at, like, 0.1%.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to give it a very likely chance of happening. The Browns have moved on. Baker Mayfield's moved on. You know, neither side wants anything to do with the other at this point. So, I don't know, even know what the scenario would be where, you know, the Baker Mayfield was playing quarterback for the Browns in 2022. Even a season-long Deshaun Watson suspension, I don't see it. I mean, the Browns have moved forward with Jacoby Brissett as their backup. They sign him to play games in the event Watson does get suspended. And I even think, like, you know, let's say Watson got suspended for the season and they didn't feel great about Jacoby Brissett, then I could see them looking at like a Jimmy Garoppolo or somebody like that at that point over trying to bring Baker Mayfield back. I think it's just too far gone at this point.
So where does he end up? I heard rumors that there Matt Rhule, in desperation, maybe trying to make a move for Baker Mayfield. I'm sure that any move would be pleasing to the ears of the Browns as they try and move on from him, if it is as you say it is, and I have no reason to doubt you. Does Baker Mayfield end up playing for somebody else this year in a trade? Does he get just outright cut? And where do you think he might end up?
Yeah, by the way, I saw that report, and I think it was framed, you know, Carolina's, you know, there's an urgency to get him in Carolina and Charlotte before for minicamp. And I was like, when does Carolina's minicamp start? It already started. So I don't know how they would have made a trade for Baker Mayfield and gotten him to minicamp in time for him to do anything in terms of getting ready for the season. So, you know, I know going back to draft night, I think it was day two of the draft, you know, they had discussions, but they didn't get particularly close on a trade. And at some point, you know, Carolina's going to have to come way down on how much money they want the Browns to pay Baker Mayfield's contract, or the Browns are going to have to come way up. They're just, last I checked on it, they're not anywhere close. And I actually think the Browns would be more willing to just sit on Baker Mayfield into the season than pay more than 50% of his $19 million contract.
Wow. Jake, really admire your work and everything you're doing with the Deshaun stuff. Really enjoy it all. Keep up the good work and hope to catch up again soon.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Take care.
It's Jake Trotter, ESPN.com, covers the Cleveland Browns. Listen to a press conference. He asked the difficult questions.
We need a guy like him in Houston.
He asked some hard questions that no one wants any part of. He does very good work. 713-780-ESPN, any reaction to Jake Trotter? About what he said, what are we even doing here? Why did we get into this mess from some fraction of Brown fans was very interesting. Also, when we return, something that I love about Lovie. Something I love about Lovie Smith. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.